Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Second and goal for this versatile, flexible Buffalo offense that has a lot of pieces to it. Fake to Davis out of the backfield. Trubisky on the run, finding Kumaro. That's a touchdown.
It's like, come on, guys, get locked and loaded. And you as a quarterback, to me, this is where you got to step up. Come on, man, let's go. However tidbits of information you got to get guys jacked up to push their go buttons, that's what you need to do. Like this throw right here.
It's Adams again. The connection and the touchdown. 73 yards. Deep drop off the fake. Flick of the wrist looking for James. First down to the 20. Looked 31 like, yards.
Looked like that throwback play from a week ago that James scored a touchdown on. Able to sneak out. He runs a wheel route up the sideline. Able to stretch out and make the play. Nice touch on the throw, though, to allow James to haul that ball in. Sometimes if you throw it too flat, he wouldn't have been able to make that play.
Nice showing by Buffalo today. Bears a little up and down, to say the least, but give me something to work on for next week. Give me something you like, Jimmy, before we get out of here.
Well, I think they got to get their offense going. They got to get more continuity from that standpoint. Got to be better on third downs. Again, so 2 weeks in a row, they haven't been able to log plays offensively. It's been the scrambles of Justin Fields. So ground game, move the chains on third down.
Unlock me! Unlock me!
I'm not going to swear, okay?
You know what I'm saying?
No.
It's Mark Grody on 670 The Score.
Oh, hi, Mark.
How we doing? Hope you are well. Thanks for listening to Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Yes, I am Mark Grody, and I will be here with you for about the next hour and 40 minutes until 7 o'clock, talking about the Chicago Bears. A 41-15 loss to the Buffalo Bills along the lakefront. Usually, we don't care about results or final score. Actually, I still don't care about the final score, but there was not a lot of encouraging signs today from the Chicago Bears, really on either side of the football. And I know you guys have been itching to get in and talk about the Chicago Bears. I was out there today for the entire game, for the pregame, and I was doing sidelines for WBBM and there for some of the postgame. And then I actually walked from Soldier. So I'm sitting and I'm getting sunbathed all day at Soldier Field. I'm burning up and I'm just gobbing on the 70 copper tone throughout the day. And then in the final, literally the final minutes of the game, it starts to sprinkle. And I said, you know what? I'm still going to walk. It actually feels kind of nice. I'm going to walk from Soldier Field to the Prudential Towers downtown where the Score Studios exist. And I just got flushed on. Sometimes you just got to take it in the rain to say, you know what? I'm going to give up. I got my slicker. I got my umbrella. I'm ready for this, but sometimes there's nothing you can do, and you're just going to get crushed, and you're just going to get soaked. So I've spent the last 2 hours or so here in the Score Studios drying. But I am here with you and looking forward to hearing from you at 312-644-6767 is the number. Yeah, not a lot of good, not a lot of encouraging. We will try to pick through some of the positives, but mostly today just wasn't good for the Bears in a 41-15 loss to the Buffalo Bills. you know, some good things we saw from Justin Fields, the connection. You heard Jim Miller talking about on Fox TV from the connection with Jesse James again today. Some nice runs from Justin Fields, but we could start there with Fields. It never felt like the offense was organized when he was out there today. And, you know, like we make a lot of excuses for guys that are in their first year and especially somebody who is the golden child like Justin Fields. But in this case, the offensive line was constantly breaking down when Justin Fields was out there. And it is, to some degree, understandable. So here's the offensive line that Justin Fields was playing with today when he came into the game in the third quarter. If you didn't watch the game today, Andy Dalton played the entire first half, and then Justin Fields got the entire second half of the day today. The O-line, when Justin Fields was in there today, you had Larry Borum playing left tackle today. Good to see Larry Borum out there. Arlington Hambright, the second-year seventh-round pick, was your left guard. Adam Redman was playing center. Dieter Eisland was the right guard. Dieter Eisland, an interesting story, guy who went to a South African native and went to college at Yale. And then you had Latavius Simmons as your right tackle. And it was just constantly breaking down and causing Justin Fields to feel the need to take off or to hand off or to not do really what he wanted to do out there. So he was held back by that. And then the scariest moment of the entire day, and again, I'm on the sidelines right next to, you know, a lot of Bears players when this goes down, but in the fourth quarter, linebacker for the Buffalo Bills, Andre Smith, just crushes Justin Fields. His helmet pops off. He goes down. It didn't look like the type of hit that one gets up from, to be honest with you. But he did. Stayed on the field for a couple more plays. And then I was, again, on the sidelines just watching every step that Fields took after that. He came over to the sideline and he sits down. One of the trainers comes over to him and just asked him a few questions. He was smiling the whole time, even laughing. I don't know what exactly they were laughing at, but the trainer, the only treatment that he was given, and I can't even tell you what it was. Maybe it wasn't even treatment necessarily, but they were putting some cream on one of his eyes. But that was about it, and he obviously went back into the game. But that was scary as hell for sure, what happened on that particular play. And lots of players were coming up to him. Jimmy Graham was sharing a laugh. But it was almost like he was indoctrinated into the NFL with that. And their guys were congratulating him for taking the hit. And hey, kind of like that. Like that was the true welcome to the NFL moment for Justin Fields. That's what that was. And it was a penalty, by the way, on Andre Smith, as it was helmet to helmet. But Fields comes out of it okay, went back in, played the rest of the way, and that's where it stands. He even said on the BBM postgame show, he said, "No big deal. I've had to endure much harder hits than that in the past." So I guess that's what you wanted to hear. But it was just all very disorganized when Justin Fields was out there. So hard to truly evaluate what he did on this day. We need to see him with the first string offense for sure. Like it just, and even with wide receivers wise, I mean, he's building a nice rapport with a few of the backup wide receivers, but we do need to see it. And even Fields said after the game that it is difficult putting together chemistry with guys on the spot. And it's, you know, what an upgrade it would be to see him with Allen Robinson and Darnell Mooney, but those guys are not sniffing the field at this point. So I do understand the complication right there. 312-644-6767 is the number here at the Score. That's the number to call. That is the number to text if you would like to talk about the Chicago Bears. I'm on Twitter at Mark Grody Sports, Instagram, Facebook. We could do it all like that as well. Andy Dalton's day today, 11 of 17, 146 yards. He did have a pick. He had a really nice play with Rodney Adams, which came at the, wow, did that come at the right time, man. We really misplaced our conversation this week on the Score about the booing because we talked about, is Mitchell Trubisky going to get booed? What's going to happen when he goes out there? Is he going to get booed? This is going to be crazy. It's all about Mitchell Trubisky. Andy Dalton, and I don't know if it's necessarily Andy Dalton, but the Bears offense, when Justin Fields was not out there, was when they didn't produce on those first few drives, like nothing happening. Oh, it was like full regular season booing for the Bears offense, and they were chanting Justin Fields' name, to which Fields kind of said, hey, man, you know, let's not do that. Let's cheer for the guy that is on the field.
Yeah, I saw on the post game at least some quotes from Fields say, hey, you know, it does not good for anybody if you boo Dalton. But I saw, you know, watching it here in the studio, I think it was the fourth series, Dalton came back out for that drive, and it was loud at Soldier Field. Not in a good way. It was bad.
Yeah, exactly. And it was right after it really reached its peak of the crescendo of boos that Dalton made the pass to Rodney Adams to quell and calm Soldier Field just a little bit. So we'll talk more about that and some of the other. A couple of good. Mario Edwards Jr. had a couple of sacks. Travis Gibson had a sack on the day, but there's not a lot to take away from this game that was good. 0 for 11 on third down, 9 penalties for 72 yards. Damian Williams had a fumble today. So just all sorts of things that need to be worked on. And I didn't even mention special teams and all that, but I'll get to it all. I promise. 312-644-6767 is a number. Let's start with Greg. Greg, you are on the score. Hello, Greg.
Hi, Mark. Mark, first of all, I just want to say your work over the years, I've been listening to you for a long time. It's been exemplary. You're one of the best on the score, and I really enjoy your work.
Thanks, Greg.
Second of all, special teams really worries me. We don't have a real speed threat since Patterson's not there. I don't like our return game, but I'm more concerned over the years with the coverage, both on punts and kickoffs. It seems like these teams, even last year, are getting big chunks of yardage, and they're shortening the field for the enemy. And we need to lengthen the field for them, and it's not really good. It looks pretty scary. It's pretty bad when our punter is probably our best special teams player right now. And they also got rid of Sheriff McManus, who I thought was one of the best ever, and I don't know if that's just because my statues are too cheap or what, but I just wish we had him.
Yeah, man. Greg, it's your points are all sound. It has not been a good look for the Bears special teams now for two preseason games, and that's usually the phase. And I know that we all say and put the same stock in the third phase that we all do, but usually we just kind of say it is about the offense and the defense. And yes, special teams is important, but you don't want to worry about special teams. You just kind of like, all right, find your guys, put it together. It doesn't have to be great, but make it competent and make us not have to worry about that. We Bears fans have learned that through the whole kicker conundrum that once upon a time existed with Cody Parkey and all of that. You just don't want that to ever be the topic, special teams. But it has been. It was last week. It was today. Blocking not good. Tackling not good. Obviously, coverage has not been good. There's not been any parts of special teams that it's not particularly good so far. So, yes, that has to be tightened up. Chris Tabor is a very good special teams coach. He has showed that through the years, but he's got some work to do. And Tom Thayer was even talking about it in the broadcast today that, you know, that guys are going to make the team based on special teams. Moreover, guys are going to get cut from the team because of special teams. And we may have seen some of that today. There may have been, you know, when we're looking at, you know, 85 guys or whatever it is on the roster right now, a lot of this comes down to who are the guys that are going to make this team because they've made some plays maybe on offense or defense, but really are they good enough to stick around because they can play special teams? And there's not a lot of guys who have stood out in that capacity. So it's going to be really interesting to hear from Chris Tabor and from Matt Nagy about that and how they plan to proceed in that regard. 312-644-6767 is the number here. We are talking about the Bears loss to the Buffalo Bills today, 41-15. What is there something that there are so many things today that were discouraging? What bugged you the most today about the loss? And what is it that you're looking at and willing to say, all right, it's the preseason, that's okay, that happened, we're going to get over it, and it's going to be fine. 312-644-6767 is the number. Mitch Trubisky today, What a day. I mean, I got to tell you. So I was pretty much stalking Mitchell Trubisky for the entire time that I was there just to see how he comported himself, see what the reaction was when he walked into the field, whether it was from fans, whether it was from teammates, whether it was from whomever. I just wanted to watch the whole Mitchell Trubisky thing. And he was cool as could be, like in the pregame, like a couple hours before the game, came in and, you know, lots of embrace with the former Bears, in particular, the offensive players. Cody Whitehair was the first guy that he spoke to. Those two guys are fast friends, but he had a long talk with Allen Robinson. I saw him chatting it up with Javon Wims and Riley Ridley. Long talk with Bill Lazor. So those two seem to have some sort of bond. Remember, it was him that started calling plays for a while last year when Trubisky got his second breath as the starting quarterback last year. So it was, you know, a lot of happiness last year. And then I watched him, that is Mitchell Trubisky, go to the other side of the field and go out of his way to, I don't know if Mitchell Trubisky and Justin Fields had ever met. It sure looked like one of those, like just introducing himself and maybe never having met, but they shook hands, embraced, had a quick conversation, and that was about it. So Trubisky getting a lot of love. The reaction from the crowd I thought was perfect because it felt like mostly like a reserved applause is sort of the way I felt it. Yeah, there were some boos mixed in, but mostly like, hey, yeah, you're cool. I mean, you're not ours anymore, but we liked you and you were cool and we wanted the best for you. So it was actually good. I was glad about that because I've made it very clear on the score. While I don't begrudge anybody booing, can't, you know, unless it's for a really stupid reason, but I typically don't begrudge booing, but I hate it. I really don't like it. I feel like it's very personal. Like some players dig it because it means that they're really good and that's why they're getting booed. But if you're getting booed because you underachieved with a team, then I get it from both sides. Like, I understand why fans would do it, but I personally hate it. So Trubisky did not take a lot of boos. And then he was really good today. Trubisky was really good. He was 20 of 28 for 221 yards. He had a touchdown as well. So he was very good. But this is not – like, I saw a lot of antagonizing going on Twitter in terms of Mitchell Trubisky and, look how good he looks when he's with a different organization and, you know, Bears fans losing their minds because Trubisky is all of a sudden really good. We've seen Mitchell Trubisky be good. It's not like Trubisky was awful. We saw him – we've seen Trubisky's good stuff. And it is a preseason game. There were, you know, seven or eight games where he looked at Trubisky during his 4 years with the Bears. We're like, yeah, that's pretty good. And that was the same deal with today for Trubisky. So this was not the Bears, boy, they made a mistake with Mitchell Trubisky. Not even close, because we've seen it and we know how quickly it can go the other way for Trubisky. It's like the way I look at Kyle Schwarber. Like, Schwarber, when he went on that crazy tear hitting home runs this year, and there was that, like, oh, man, did the Cubs make a mistake? No, because you've seen that. You've seen that greatness. You've seen the pockets of good or greatness, and then it goes away. And that's probably the way it'll go for Trubisky. But there is no other way to look at it today. Trubisky was very good against the Bears. And to the Buffalo Bills, they made sure that Trubisky was going to look good today. That first drive, I mean, highly scripted. And then even after that, like everything about this, they made sure that Trubisky was going to look good at Soldier Field in his homecoming today. So I guess good for Trubisky, bad for the Bears defense. Not a lot of the Bears first string playing particularly long in the game today. Roquan Smith didn't even put on a uniform for the game today. Not a lot of Akeem Hicks. I don't even know if Khalil Mack was out there today. Quinn was out there for a second, came out very quickly and took off the pads. So we're not seeing a lot of the first string defense. So that exists as well. But that still doesn't make up many excuses for the fact that the Bears had poor tackling today, the penalties, just a lot of sloppiness. And because of the sloppiness and the penalties, There wasn't a lot of rhythm in any way, shape, or form. So as soon as you started to feel like you could evaluate certain parts of the team, you couldn't because the whistle was blowing, timeouts being called. Just it was just very bumpy throughout and very difficult to evaluate this game. But the Bears do lose to the Buffalo Bills. I want to hear from you guys. 312-644-6767 is the number. We will hear, hopefully, from some of the participants in today's game, hopefully from Justin Fields and from Matt Nagy and Andy Dalton, all the important parts. So that's all coming up on our very special Bears show today. It's special because it's the preseason, and normally during our post game, it's somebody else. I'd probably still be at Soldier Field if this was the regular season, but I'm in the studio doing this very, very special post game show. The Bears lose to Buffalo 41-15, 312-644-6767 is the number. It's Mark Garrody on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Trubisky, another toss, looking for a tight end, and he's got Dawson Knox, who had a productive year with Josh Allen. 10-yard gain and a first down to the Bears' 42-yard line. Trubisky, another quick throw, another completion, and a good gain on first down to Gabriel Davis. Picks up 8. Trubisky, another quick slant, and McKenzie's got it. Knocked down after another good gain. 11 yards on the pickup. Four-man rush. Trubisky throws, and it is complete. Good job by Isaiah McKenzie to grab it. Good job by Duke Shelley to wrap him up, looking to be shy of the sticks by about a yard. He'll pick up 11, and it's 4th and 1. 8 of 10 on fourth down last year, the best percentage in the league. Reggie Gilliams, the fullback. Pitch, Singletary. On the perimeter with the cut and the first down, and he's got the touchdown.
Mark Grody on 670 The Score.
Yeah, that was Mitchell Trubisky's first drive today playing for the Buffalo Bills. A 10-play, 72-yard drive for the Bills, ending in the burst of Devin Singletary and his touchdown run. Welcome in to this very special Bears program, talking about the Chicago Bears and their loss to the Buffalo Bills today. 41-15 was the final score of the game today. A lot of problems, not a lot of good to come out of it, and we want to hear from you at 312-644-6767. What bugged you the most about this game, and what was something that you watched that maybe you didn't like, but you said, don't worry, that'll get taken care of once the real season starts and we see, you know, the full deck of cards for the Chicago Bears out there today. But yeah, for Andy Dalton, it was 11 of 17, 146 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. Justin Fields, 9 of 19, 80 yards, 0 touchdowns, 0 picks. He did have 4 carries for 44 yards, making, you know, a few plays out there today, including hooking up with the tight end Jesse James again, where you're like, yes, I see it. I got it. Yeah, understand that. I see the arm. I got you. You saw the speed a couple of times, the glide. I'll call it easy speed. He's one of those guys who, like, he just runs well. Like, you can't it's not like maximum effort running when he's running. It's like his 4.4, you don't even know he's doing it, but he's passing guys, and you know he's the fastest guy on the field in some cases. So, yeah, you saw some of it, but mostly uneven, mostly unorganized, especially the offensive line, even the starters today. And every practice I've watched, every game that I've seen this year, the two of them, I'm marking down the offensive lineman, and today it was playing left tackle. Starting at left tackle today was a guy who's not a left tackle, Elijah Wilkinson. Left guard today was Cody Whitehair, Sam Mustipher in the middle. The right guard today was Alex Bars, and Lechavius Pig Simmons out at right tackle. Pig pretty much played the whole game today, but no Jason Peters today. The 39-year-old, someday going to Canton, Ohio, was not out there. He was present. He was wearing his big number 71, but I talked to Juan Castillo before the game on the sideline. Just said, you know, they're still trying to get him used to the system and get him integrated and all that kind of stuff. So I imagine that you will see some of him in the third preseason game at Tennessee. 312-644-6767 is the number. Let's go to Jerry in Chicago. Hi, Jerry. You're on The Score.
Hi, Mark. Really enjoy your show.
Thanks.
And I want to thank you for calming down some of the Bears masses. It's only an exhibition game, and I think
have I give... have I calmed down the Bears masses, Jerry? Somewhat. I don't know.
somewhat anyway. But
okay.
I think we have to give Nagy a break. I mean, he's got to call some running plays to see what kind of offensive line he has. And when better to do that than in an exhibition game. And, I mean, if there is something that really does give me concern, and again, I know it's preseason, it's that punt coverage team. It's like, whoa. They've not looked good in any of the plays that I recall in either exhibition game. But and then lastly, and I know you're in the studio now, but I think the Bears fans got the biggest charge out of the dogs chasing the and catching the Frisbees at halftime, the entertainment show, than anything else. But thank you, and I'll let you go.
All right, Jerry, take care. I did not see the dog show at halftime because that's my one time to take the headsets off and go get a refreshment, maybe use the facilities. So that's my time in the tunnel and backstage. So I missed the dogs, so I can't comment on that. The running thing that you said is really important, though. David Montgomery didn't play today. I like Damian Williams. He did have a fumble in the game today. But if this is what the Bears' offensive line is going to – if it's not tightened up, and it will be, you know, Elijah Wilkinson is not going to be the starting left tackle for the Bears. I don't know that Lachavius Simmons will be the starting right tackle for the Bears, although there's very little information on what's going on with Jermaine Ifedi. But – it is true, man. You have a game manager in Andy Dalton. And Matt Nagy said it again today. Andy Dalton is the starting quarterback for the Bears on September 12th. Hasn't changed. We'll keep asking the questions, but it has not changed. But, and I know this is what we talk about every year with the Chicago Bears since 2018, and that is run the football. Now, with Justin Fields here, eventually you want to see Justin Fields throw the football and him run the football. But based on today, this was the re-wake-up call that they've got to get the running game has to be a huge part of what Matt Nagy is doing, especially if it's going to be Andy Dalton and whatever form of the offensive line it is. And you got David Montgomery not out there today. I think it sure felt like David Montgomery in those last five games of the year. Sure, it sure feels like he's ready to have, I'm not saying elite by any means, but he looks like he's ready to have that season. You know what I mean? Like, but they really have to make whatever they were doing last year to make it work, they have to get to that. And I realize that from Matt Nagy's perspective, some of that is settling. Because no matter what, even though he saw it work, and some of that was under Bill Lazor, Matt Nagy wants to run his offense. And so, if we ever get to the Justin Fields portion of it, then Bears fans are going to want him to throw, and use his own legs and not pass hand off to Damian Williams and David Montgomery 30, 35 times a game. But right now, man, they have to protect themselves and to produce. They've got to get that part right. That was the wake-up call today. You know, the hit that Justin Fields took, the pressure that Andy Dalton was feeling, the lack of any – nothing happened in the first three drives for the Bears. I mean, they have to figure some things out to make life easy for them because nothing looked easy today. 312-644-6767. Jim in Streeterville. What's going on, Jim? Jimbo. Jim. All right, Jim. You know what happens, Jim, when you hang up on me? I go to John. John? Dallas. What's going
on,
John?
How's it going?
Hey, John, how are you, buddy?
I'm all right. I can't believe how Nagy allowed Buffalo to outclass him and outcoach him, outprepared him. We made Trubisky look like he was a star first-string quarterback, and Dalton was horrible. I don't know what they're talking about. The throw for the touchdown hit the guy in the helmet. The pass wasn't even there. He reached back over the helmet to catch the underthrown pass. They made it look like Dalton didn't do anything.
You talk about the play to Rodney Adams?
Yeah, for the touchdown.
Yeah, it was definitely a jump ball. Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, it was go up and get it, and Rodney Adams, God bless him, made the play.
Yeah, and they made it look like Dalton made a perfect throw, and he sparked the team. He didn't do nothing. Then end his day with an interception. And I don't understand how that we get so outclassed. No matter, this guy cannot call offense. The plays are horrible. Even down last thing, even down when they was when Fields was down there for the touchdown, two straight passes to the back of the end zone. What happened to the over the middle? What happened to the slant pattern? They was on the 8-yard line.
I hear you, John. Thanks for the call. And it's been rough for Matt Nagy with the offense. He's right. We have not seen it yet on any consistent basis. And I know Matt Nagy is frustrated. I know that the entire offense has been frustrated. And again, I do feel compelled to continue to say that not a lot of what we saw today, personnel-wise, is going to look like what it looked like today on September 12th, except for some. And I will say that even the guys, you know, Mustafa and Bars and Whiter, I mean, that's the part right there that you better keep that tight. That better stay good, and you better be able to create a run game through that. And you can't do it without your tackles, but you got to keep that part tight for sure. So it has been rough, and today was just not a good day for any part of the offense. And I'll say it again too about Mitchell Trubisky. Yeah, Trubisky, there is no other way to put it. Trubisky looked very good today. He was 20 of 28, 221 yards, touchdown. Looked great. Looked confident. He ran well. The arm looked accurate. It was strong. It was like everything you kind of want in Mitch Trubisky. But again, it's not like we haven't seen like pockets of goodness from Trubisky before. So there's no like regrets at this point, at least from where I am coming from. Trubisky is a backup quarterback. And I do think that Trubisky, somewhere down the line, I don't think he's ever going to go into a season where a team is going to acquire him in some way, shape, or form, or sign him and say, Trubisky is our starting quarterback. But I do think there will come a time where he either enters because of injury or because of poor performance from somebody else, and we will see some good from Mitchell Trubisky down the road. And who knows, maybe he does earn himself. Like, he put together, like, there are teams that are going to notice what Trubisky did today. I mean, that he is in that mode of putting his work on tape for not necessarily this year, but for the years to come, and say, hey, you know, look what he did, look what he's capable of, and there's no doubt that he did some very good things today. 312-644-6767 is the number. Tell you what, let us hear. We're going to hear from a few guys in the hour. We're going to hear from Justin Fields. We're going to hear from Andy Dalton. But right now, let us hear from just a few minutes of this from the Bears head coach Matt Nagy about the Bears 41-15 loss to Buffalo today.
Just having worked with Mitch as long as you did.
Yeah.
I root for him, of course, on the other team, but I mean,
sure.
Preseason, it's vanilla stuff, but
yeah.
What do you think of the way that he moved the ball?
Yeah, I thought he looked really good. You know, he was playing very efficient, you know, making good throws, and again, you know, we're you know, for us, the personal side of that, you know, it's always, you spend 3 years with somebody and you try to help and do everything you can, and he does the same. And so he's on a new path and we're on a new path. And I think, you know, he did a good job today and they did a good job coaching. So it's credit to them.
There was a break in the action when you were with the officials on the tablet.
Yeah.
Seeking an explanation. Was that the crackback?
Yeah. So that's part of one of the new rules that they're putting in, and it's a little bit, we're learning through that, but it gets really gray with where that tight end box is, yep. Right, and the alignment of the guy. So what I need to do is make sure that if that's a rule, if that's the new rule that they're putting in, we got to be aware of that. We got to be really good with making sure that doesn't happen. So the referees were awesome. They were great with explaining it. They stuck to what they said and what they saw. So we got to make sure we adjust. And then the same thing on the 2-point play. I think it was Khalil that it got called for cutting. That's a brand new rule that's a play in our playbook for a long time. And now we can't do that. So our guys know that, but it's hard because you're in the moment. So we might have to teach that a little different.
The throwback to Jesse.
Yeah.
What did you kind of see pull from Justin and Jesse on that play?
You know, we were working on that this week, and I thought it was, you know, it was a great time the timing of Justin. He didn't have as much time this time, and he had to make a good throw, and then for Jesse to make a great diving catch and stick with it. Those are chunk plays. We want to get more of those, but you got to credit the offensive line, Justin and Jesse and everybody else for, you know, running that play pretty good.
Matt, when you have so many different variables in terms of guys out, starters out,
yeah,
whoever your opponent's playing, if they even have starters out, I guess how much stock can you put into what we've seen the last couple of weeks, where it seems like your first team offense for the most part has been pretty stagnant,
yeah,
with the exception of the deep ball.
Yeah.
But then Justin comes in and it seems like there's a spark and all of a sudden you're moving.
Sure. Again, there's variables in all of that, in that question in our day. As much as I tell everybody I love the preseason, I hate the preseason for that reason too. You know, it's because there's some of that. It's hard. Like, you look at the coaches on the sideline and they're just like scratching their head because they're a guy's out. You know, you got a guy here at this position. Now, you don't even know who some of the positions are. Like, for instance, wide receiver. If you go three wideouts, we're mixing and matching guys that are an X, a zebra, and a Z that you don't even know who it is that you're calling to play for because there's substitutions that are going on and guys get dinged. And that's both sides. That's just not us. So that's the most challenging part of preseason. That said, we want to make sure, too, that, you know, like you're saying, we want to make sure that we understand the variables of all that. But we got to still play clean. Like, we got to play clean. The penalties, all that stuff, that can't happen. Or at least it needs to be minimized.
Does that make it more or less tempting to want to see what Justin can do earlier in the game with more of what you
would do? It does. It does.
Can we see that next week, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a possibility of that. Yeah, so I think it's more tempting. But then there's always the hard part of those guys, you know, you know what I mean? Like, those guys, too, are they playing? Like, you look at the teams across the league right now of the guys the guys for the Bills that played today. You know what I'm saying? So there's that fine line because you want to get to week one and you want your guys for week one. We know what those starters can do. So that's why when you have when you're trying to develop a quarterback like we are with Justin, we're going to look back at this and you say, man, it's hard. It's hard to get to that. It's hard to evaluate with the variables. It's not hard to evaluate, but it's hard to be perfect with all the variables, you know, so we got to evaluate.
Safe to say that the plan continues, that Andy's week one, Justin's the backup.
Yeah, and for us, again, what we said is we're going to continue to always evaluate that position and see where they're at. And I think that, you know, again, you got to look at Andy and what I know, like, he's more frustrated than anybody right now. He wants to get that rhythm. He wants to get that swag. He wants to get those first downs. He wants touchdowns with his guys. Because in practice, when we're out there with those guys and we're rolling, like, you feel it. We see it. And that's the part that we like. So we know that. And I think in the end, we also are super excited at the fact of how Justin's playing right now when he's out there. You feel it, right? You feel what he can do. So that's a good thing, and we want to make sure that our staff understands that, you know, and then we got to, as we're rolling here, you know, these guys just got to continue to just freaking keep competing and keep playing, man. Every opportunity you get, try your best.
Two more.
I love the word freaking. I really do. I mean, it's a strong word. It kind of says what you want to say and using a word you can't say. So, and Matt Nagy throws in a freaking right at the end right there. That's the Bears head coach talking about the Bears 41-15 loss to the Buffalo Bills. Here's why I liked what he just said, because he saw the same game that I saw and that you guys probably saw as well. 312-644-6767. No rhythm. That was the key. He saw that. Like, you couldn't really evaluate much, because every time something started, there was a penalty or there was a timeout called or a horrible block or a lack of a block. Like, it never really got going. And always good to know, and it has to be asked, and we'll continue to ask it after significant occurrences, and that is that Andy Dalton is still penciled in as the starter for the Bears on September 12th. And as Matt Nagy's always got a little caveat for you. Sometimes it's, we're going to put, but know this, Andy Dalton's our starter, but we're going to play the guy that gives us the best chance to win. Today's version of that was, we're always evaluating. So while he's never going to come out and say, and never has, that it's a competition, they're watching what Justin Fields is doing very quickly. And in their eyes, they know that they have to leave the door open just a little bit. But as of today, Andy Dalton still the starter. Couple other things from what Matt Nagy said before we go to the break. Another, here's the most important thing about what we just heard from Matt Nagy and seeing what we saw. I saw Justin Fields struggle today behind Larry Borum, Arlington Hambright, Adam Redmond, Dieter Eisland, and Lechavius Simmons. Those are offensive linemen for the Chicago Bears. I saw him struggle behind those guys. I saw him struggle without Allen Robinson, without Darnell Mooney, without Cole Kmet. And Matt Nagy said that he would like to see Justin Fields play earlier and play with some of the starters. Now, he left that the other caveat now, though, was, but we don't want to get guys hurt next week because week one is coming soon. But yeah, today was a Justin Fields was far from perfect today, but mostly it was a product of those five guys that I just mentioned right now and Andre Smith taking off Justin Fields' helmets today with a hit from which he survived, recovered, and really never missed a beat because of, but God, that was crushing, and I had a front row seat for that, and the sounds were devastating, but man, he popped right back up and came to the sidelines and mostly was getting big smiles and that's your welcome to the NFL moment right there, kid. 312-644-6767. We're talking Bears here. Bears lose with the Bills 41-15. We'll do more of it right after this on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, you know, it's tough because it's not, you know, not every starter's out there. And yeah, I mean, you're not going to say that that's an excuse of anything, but yeah, I think once we get that and we get our group and our guys out there, I think we'll feel a little bit more, like I'm saying, consistent with what we're doing. Like I said, we have seen it in practice. You need to show up on game day, though.
Bears quarterback Andy Dalton. As it pertains to the Bears' 41-15 loss to the Buffalo Bills today, I'm Mark Grody. 312-644-6767 is the number. I gotta say, like, Matt Nagy hit it on the head with a lot of the things that he said, and he saw what I saw, and what I'm sure if you were one of the Bears fans there, what you saw, or if you were watching, we all know that what we saw today was not good in any of the phases, from special teams, which has just been horrific the last couple of weeks, to the defense, which needs help tackling, to the offense, which just looked disorganized and never really could get going today, and there are reasons for that, and Andy Dalton is right. He is not playing with all of his starters. He's not have the Allen Robinson and Darnell Mooney out there. He does not have a starting left tackle. Elijah Wilkinson was your starting left tackle. He doesn't play left tackle. He's a right tackle. No Jason Peters, just so you know. He was present wearing number 71 out there on the sidelines, had his uniform on, but no pads. So he will, hopefully we'll get to see him next week and restore some order to the offensive line. And you had Pig Simmons playing right tackle. And he's been good in training camp. I mean, I'm rooting for him. You know, seventh round pick from last year. You should too if you're a Bears fan because you want that kind of value. But I don't know that he is necessarily a starter. Trying to learn more about Jermaine Ifedi and what his availability will eventually be. And hopefully he's a guy that you will have in place on September 12th. So, yeah, there are reasons. But some of the real problems today, like 9 penalties for 72 yards, 0-for-11 on third down. Those are kind of eye-popping numbers even for a preseason game. 312-644-6767. We will hear all of what Andy Dalton had to say here in just a few minutes. But right now I want to go to Dave in Barrington. Hi, Dave. You're on the Score.
Hey, Mark. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure.
So I think the thing that I was curious about and the point that I wanted to make was, you know, you heard Nagy say, hey, we want to evaluate, right? And we want to do these evaluations, but they're not playing any of the starters. So what are they evaluating? How can you evaluate if you don't play these guys? I don't get it. Like, it's almost like preseason to him is, let's just bide our time, get through preseason, and then when we get to the regular season, we're going to figure this out. I mean, you've been covering the Bears for, you know, long enough, and we all know from watching these for games for years, there's only so much you can practice in practice, right?
Right.
You need live games.
Yeah, well,
I wanted to get your thoughts.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. I appreciate the call. And I will say this. Look, Matt Nagy has, in the past, he's barely played his starters. You know, he's pulled some surprise parties where it's like we get to the field and there's nobody starting. This year he has actually played. He played his starting quarterback, Andy Dalton, for an entire half in the second preseason game, which I know could account for the third preseason game if we were in the old school four preseason games. And you ask the question, if you're not playing all of your starters, what are you evaluating? You are evaluating the starters that did play. You got 85 guys on this team. You need to get it down to a 53-man roster. So there are other things and moving parts that are being evaluated for depth pieces and for special teams, for that matter, too. And they need help. And like Tom Thayer was saying during the broadcast today, there are guys that are going to make the team based on special teams, and there are guys that, based on today, might get cut from the team because of special teams. So there is plenty to evaluate. It's just like it is worth the sidebar, the caveat when speaking about a game like this today, because you have some of the starters, like I keep coming back to the offensive line. You had your interior guys. You had your Sam Mustipher. You had Cody Whitehair, but you did not have you haven't had a left tackle all year, quite frankly. Elijah Wilkinson playing there today, and your right tackle, Lechavius Simmons. So, and for that matter, I haven't even mentioned this today. James Daniels did not play today. So you had right guard, you had Alex Bars. And James Daniels might be your best offensive lineman. So to get a true evaluation of what this team is going to look like when the lights are actually on, it's impossible to do. And Matt Nagy he knows that, and he begrudges that a little bit. So, you know, once those guys are in, it should look differently. It doesn't mean that some of the areas and some of the specific things that we're talking about should not be critiqued. And one of them is the offensive line, for sure, the starters and the backups today. 312-644-6767. It's Phil and Hammond. Hi, Phil. You're on the score.
Hey, Mark. Good to hear you again. I used to call you when you were at Grody in the morning.
Oh, thanks, man. Whoa, that goes way back. Oof.
With the grabber, right? And grabber.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You know, I haven't watched either preseason game because I don't want to go through this preseason, preseason upset stomach or whatever you want to call it, you know. But here's the thing. I hear these people call in, and we're all talking offense. This quarterback did that. This quarterback, offensive line did that. They put up 41 friggin' points on us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's with the defense? You know, is Hicks going to be healthy? Is Goldman going to be healthy? You know, the defensive line. What's up? What are the corners doing? What are the safeties doing? You know, I mean, come on.
Yeah, no, I let me address that, Phil. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. You know, I think Jalen Johnson is going to be great. I really do. He was in for a second today. I think he had a deflection and was playing really good cornerback for sure. So let's scratch him off the list. Akeem Hicks was out there for a little while. He's fine. He's totally healthy. Saw him on the sideline today. So he's going to be fine. Eddie Goldman, again, did not play today. However, he had some back issues. That was his most recent injury, but he was out there pregame and he was doing like full on sprints sideline to sideline. So he looked, for whatever that's worth, he looked fine. So I'm not really worried about Hicks and Goldman. The guy that I don't know because I had to Splitville so fast. I don't know if there's an update on Bilal Nichols. He did come out of the game. He went into the injury tent. It looked like to me they were working on his foot, but I'm not positive what was going on there. And you know that you need that dude healthy. I mean, he's just starting to kind of he's always been good. I mean, especially relative to being a fifth-round pick. But this could be kind of like that year where other people outside of Chicago notice Bilal Nichols. If if he is healthy. I've liked watching Angelo Blackson play this year along the defensive line. He's been good. I talked to him on the pregame show today. Roquan Smith did not put a uniform on today either. That makes a big difference. Mac barely played. So, but the questions are real because it's not like the Bears' defense was dynamite last year and hasn't been elite since 2018. You know, they struggled in parts of 2019, struggled in parts of last year. The part that was alarming to me about the Bears' defense in particular last year was just some of the explosive run plays that the Bears allowed, and pass plays for that matter. But it's really the part that you notice is the run plays, because you just usually don't expect to see that. And I know Eddie Goldman was out, but even with Eddie Goldman out, it was jarring at times to see some of what the Bears' defense allowed last year. So you're allowed to be concerned about the Bears' defense. Mark Grody,
yes. Real quick on Bilal Nichols.
Yes, thank you.
It was reported a toe injury when he went to the tent. No updates. At least I haven't seen one yet. So it was a toe.
Okay. All right. So I was close. I mean, I was watching them work on the foot, the right foot. I think it was the right foot. But specifically, it is a toe. So we'll see if hopefully, I'd like to think, just in my non-doctor brain, that a toe, he'll be all right. I mean, we all know like how that could hurt a lot, but hopefully that it's not some sort of devastating injury for Bilal Nichols. 312-644-6767 is the number. I'm Mark Grody. All right, who is next here? Who did I Andy Dalton. Tell you what, let's listen to the starting quarterback of the Chicago Bears, Andy Dalton, about the Bears' 41-15 loss to the Bills.
Talk about that being a rhythm issue with the offense, but from last week with the Dolphins to this week with the Bills, was there ever a point where you felt comfortable within the offense, or was it just a sense of uncomfortability in both games?
I wouldn't say uncomfortable at all. I feel really comfortable with what we're capable of doing and what we're able to do. We just needed a spark, and, you know, I'm sure Matt talked on it. Some of the penalties today hurt us. You know, the fumble on the drive early in the first half, that hurt us. We were finally getting a little bit of rhythm there, and then the turnover set us back. So, I just think we've got to just, you know, keep getting these positive plays and keep going.
In your career, have you ever sensed a correlation between how the offense plays in the preseason with how it plays when games start counting?
I've had it go both ways. I've had a really explosive offense in the preseason, and things die down in the regular season at times. And I've had preseasons where we really haven't done much, and then we've been really good on offense. So, it's hard to say there's a correlation, but, you know, we got to be in a good position once the season gets started.
In the preseasons where your offense hadn't been good, did you have a feeling? I mean, did you kind of know, hey, we're going to be okay? In the moment, or were you ever rattled by the lack of preseason performance?
No, I mean, do you want to perform well in the preseason? Absolutely. But there's also a lot of different factors that are involved, a lot of different, you know, things. You may not be game planning certain times. You're trying to get certain guys involved, trying to see what guys can do. There's a lot that goes into the preseason. So, yes, you'd like to say that you're going to be really good on offense throughout the whole preseason, but you know, sometimes this doesn't work out that way.
And you're a professional. You've been in this league a long time. But just from a personal standpoint, when you lead a team onto the field and you hear a lot of boos, and Justin comes in, leads the team on the field, everybody goes crazy, does that ever bother you? Does it get frustrating at some point?
You know, it's part of it. They want to, they want to see a good product out there. I didn't hear any boos after the touchdown pass that I threw. Hopefully they'll be cheering a lot.
Did you leave here today thinking you need to play next week, or if it was just see a week one, would that be okay?
Yeah, we'll talk with Matt and kind of see what the plan is moving forward this week. Again, like you said, you want to be smart. You want to make sure everybody's healthy going into this thing. So we'll see what the plan that he has in place.
You've been pretty self-focused throughout the whole thing. Do you sense that Justin is pushing you right now for the starting job?
Justin's been playing well, and it's been fun to see. I feel very confident where I'm at and what I'm doing, and I think the stance with Matt and everybody around the building has been the same from the beginning.
What gives you the most confidence right now?
I just think the way that I feel like I've been handling this offense, leading this offense, and things that I've been able to do, just with our guys, just being around them in the in meetings and in the huddle and what we've been able to do at practice. I feel really confident about where I'm at right now.
That's Bears quarterback Andy Dalton. Played the entire first half today, 11 of 17, 146 yards, a touchdown and a pick. Yeah, the TD toss to Rodney Adams. Good throw, good catch on both parts. And yeah, it was right at that time that the boos had gotten extremely loud prior to that play, and it did hush them just a little bit out at Soldier Field today. So again, yeah, we put all our energy in the wrong place this week with all the will Soldier Field boo Mitchell Trubisky? No. What they booed Andy Dalton is what they did today. And it's really not as much booing Andy Dalton. Is those boos are just wanting to see Justin Fields. Like those are not as personal as normal boos. I don't think, because Andy Dalton can do, because I've talked about this before, like how are fans going to react to Andy Dalton? I said it like from a successful standpoint. What if he goes out there and the Bears are winning and they're winning with Andy Dalton? Are Bears fans going to even like that and dig that? We're kind of seeing what Bears fans want, and that is to see Justin Fields and Justin Fields only. But Andy Dalton is the starting quarterback. I'm Mark Grody. The Bears lose to Buffalo in preseason game number two today. Final score, Buffalo 41, Bears 15. We will hear from Justin Fields when we return on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
You know, it's part of it. They want to, you know, they want to see a good product out there. I didn't hear any boos after the touchdown pass that I threw. Hopefully they'll be cheering a lot.
Khalil Herbert on the right hip of Fields. Pressure on Fields. Oh, the helmet came off. That's going to be a flag as well. And that ball is loose. Lots to sort out. Fields, good to see him back up on his feet. That was a jarring shot from Andre Smith.
Jarring is a really good word, man. Oof. Adam Amin on the call right there. Andre Smith, the linebacker for the Buffalo Bills in the fourth quarter. Just a man punished Justin Fields on that play. Whenever you see a helmet pop off, it's like, oh! And when it's your number one, it's like, oh! And man, yeah, the sounds down on the sidelines of Justin Fields. And then he pops back up. And then he eventually, after the series was over, comes back to the sideline and see the trainer talking to him and putting a little, like, I don't know what it was, like lotion or something on one over one of his eyes. But he was fine. And it was like players all coming up to him one by one. Just, hey, man, you okay? You okay? You all right? You all right, buddy? You know, and it was a rite of passage, I think. Like Jimmy Graham was like almost seemed excited for him, and I don't know. I'm just inferring from what I saw, not being able to hear the whole conversation, that it was kind of like, you know, congratulations for taking your first hit and popping right back up and getting back out there on the next series. So that was really heartening to see. However, let us hear now what Justin Fields had to say about that and other things. Here is Justin Fields on his day against the Buffalo Bills today.
A lot of conversation about the comments you made about the game being slow. It's your second preseason game.
Yeah, and let me tighten that up, because that came out totally wrong. Y'all just but apparently the narrative was that I'm just that good that the game was too slow. But what I meant to say was I go up against our first team defense a lot throughout the week. So me going against them and, you know, playing these preseason games when starters aren't in, that's going to slow the game down for me. So, again, I just wanted to clear that up, because I don't want to come off as cocky or acting like I already made it, because I know I have a lot of work to do and get better at. But, I mean, yeah, the game's not, you know, fast out there. I mean, it's going to be football, but I go up against one of the best defenses, you know, in the NFL, you know, weekly. So that's definitely going to help me when I'm going against, you know, the twos and threes out there for different teams.
Justin, what would you say about your progress just from preseason game number one to now playing preseason game number two?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, I got better each and every day this week. And I feel like, of course, this game didn't go the way it wanted to, but we just have to, you know, eliminate the mistakes that we had. We had too many penalties, in my opinion, too many false starts, too many holding calls. You know, it seemed like when we got a positive play, it was always coming back. So if we can be able to eliminate those penalties, eliminate those, you know, self-mistakes, I feel like we can get a rhythm going and, you know, drive the ball down the field and score.
Justin, how difficult was it for you to miss a practice this week?
It was very difficult, because I love practicing. I don't take practice for granted. But, of course, you know, if your body's not right for the game, then you're not playing. So, just got to do all I can and, you know, make sure my body's 100% every day to give me the ability to go out there and practice.
Did you come out today okay?
Yeah, I mean, I was fine today.
You didn't feel it all today with the groin running around?
Yeah, no, I was good.
How long did the headset issue, was that one play thing, one serious thing?
So we were having a little bit of trouble before the game, and then it started working, and then I think one play it worked, and then the second play there was something messed up with it. But they got it fixed and figured out, so it was all good.
How eager were you to get in? Did you want to play in the first half? Did you think you were going to play in the second quarter?
No, they already told me ahead of time that I was going to come in the second half. But, of course, you know, me being a competitor, I always want to be out there and play. But, it's not my decision as coaches. But so I'm going to do whatever I can to do to help my team when I do come in, you know, to score touchdowns and put points on the board.
I know when you're out there that the guys out there with you are working hard and doing their best.
Sure.
I'm curious to see what it would look like if you played alongside starters.
Am I curious to see?
Yeah.
Am I curious to see? I guess you can say that. I feel like that's a tough question. I'm not really worried about that. I think that time will come, you know, when it's needed. But right now, I'm just not even focused on that. I'm focused on getting better because I'm not worried about who I'm going with. I'm just trying to, you know, whoever you throw me in there with, you know, we're going to ball out, and I'm going to, you know, try to score every drive.
Justin, you're aware of what the original plan was for you when you were drafted, and that seems like he's willing to evolve as necessary. How determined are you to try to change their mindset, accelerate your timeline, try to change things a little bit here in the next few weeks?
I'm not worried about any of that, to be honest with you. I'm just worried about getting better every day, and everything will take care of itself.
Are you progressing as quickly as you thought you would be? I mean, are you surprised yourself at all?
I feel like I'm you know, in a good place right now mentally. I feel good about my progression every day and, you know, how I'm, you know, practicing and, you know, getting in the film room and learning the playbook. So now it's just, you know, getting reps and reps and reps and just, you know, just keep getting those reps, keep building that repertoire of, you know, plays and, you know, I mean, plays like that, plays like on the field today where I got kind of hit out there, you know, you just learn from those plays and, you know, go back to the film room and get better.
That is Bears backup quarterback Justin Fields after the Bears 41-15 loss to the Bills in the second preseason game. Again, Fields today 9 of 19, 80 yards, no touchdowns, no picks. Did have 4 carries for 44 yards on the day. I thought it was interesting the question that Patrick Finley asked him about, do you want to run with ones, whether it's in practice or in a game, and he kind of stopped. And I think at this point, I think that Justin Fields, welcome to the world of the NFL, where when you say something, it's going to be interpreted a million different ways, as he started that press conference by talking about how he felt that people took his comments from last week about the game seeming slow and ran with it in directions that he didn't particularly like. So when he was asked about playing with the first string, he knew exactly what he was being asked. He just didn't know how to. Of course he wants to play with the first string guys. Of course he wants to play with the best guys because the best guys will make him better. He knows that, but he's a little bit gun-shy right now to say something like that. But he was also right. Hey, guess what? He saw the game that I saw too. False starts, holding, no rhythm whatsoever. You probably would have seen a different version of Justin Fields today if he didn't have to take off and run so many times. Again, 9 penalties and 72 yards for the Chicago Bears today. So it made it made life tough today for Justin Fields. He did hook up with his buddy Jesse James at one point in time and was able to endure a really harsh hit today in the fourth quarter. And I'm trying to find, I'm actually going on my own Twitter here because I forgot what he said. Okay, so on our post-game show today, the WBBM official broadcast post-game show today, Justin Fields came on there. And as far as the hit that he took today, courtesy of linebacker Andre Smith, who was penalized for, Justin Fields said the following, quote, "I'm all good. I've taken many harder hits than that." So maybe that's the quote that everybody will run with this week. Oh, yeah? That hit wasn't so bad, huh? Well, how about we knock you silly, huh? So that good for Justin Fields. I mean, that he comported himself exactly the way Bears fans needed him to. He pops right back up after the hit, stays in for the subsequent plays, comes to the sideline, goes back out there again, holds two post-game press conferences, and he's all good. He's fine. And I don't think we'll hear much more about anything that was derived from that hit that was taken, other than the fact that it was a penalty, and I guess you could interpret that by definition as a dirty hit. But that's another issue when it comes to the NFL on what's legal and what's not and all of that. I got to get out of here. Thanks to Mike Rankin for doing a great job running the show today. The funniest thing I saw today, the funniest moment I had on the sideline, I was hanging out on the Bills sideline before the game, and there's a dude, Stephon Diggs is sitting there. They're number one. And I'm close to Diggs. There's a fan in the front row wanting Diggs to sign an autograph for him. And it was a Minnesota Vikings jersey. So Diggs looks at me, and he kind of just said, hey, can you grab that jersey from that guy so I could sign it? So I did. I played the middleman. Fan throws it to me. I throw to Diggs. And the fan, after he signs the autograph, yells to Diggs. He goes, we miss you in Minnesota. We miss you in Minnesota. And Diggs kind of smiles. And then there's a Bears fan wearing an Urlacher jersey sitting right next to him. And he goes to Diggs. He says, we don't miss you at all in the division. We don't miss you at all. And there's Diggs just laughing and being a good soldier, signing the autograph. But I made it happen. Mike, I was the middleman. I had to touch everything.
So, you'll never wash your hands again.
No, man. I don't want to touch stuff. This is not the era in which we're supposed to touch stuff, right? Because of the whole thing and the masks and the whatnot. So that was the funniest thing that happened today. The Bears lost to Buffalo 41-15. The Bears are off tomorrow, back at Halas Hall on Monday. I will be there reporting from Halas Hall, and it will be broken down in many ways, shapes, or form. I hope you guys enjoyed this Bears special. Again, from Mike Rankin, I'm Mark Grody. I will talk to you whenever on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.